Many Americans want to know the core beliefs of the man or woman they want to support for the presidency. Many would welcome a forum where their leaders could tell us directly and in their own words about the principles that guide them. The radio series This I Believe provided that kind of forum for statesmen and ordinary people in the 1950s. Legendary journalist Edward R. Murrow hosted the program, where listeners heard statements about the deeply held beliefs of political leaders, secretaries, teachers, cab drivers, and sometimes even presidents. In honor of President's Day, Tell Me More brings you President Harry S. Truman's 1955 essay for This I Believe.
I believe in a moral code based on the Ten Commandments found in the 20th chapter of Exodus and on the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, which is the Sermon on the Mount. I believe that a man ought to live by those precepts, and if followed, it will enable him to do right. I don't know whether I have followed these precepts or not, but I have tried. I believe that the fundamental basis for a happy life with family and friends is to treat others as you would like to be treated. Speak truthfully, act honorably, and keep commitments to the letter. In public life, I have always believed that right will prevail. It has been my policy to obtain the facts, all the facts possible, then to make the decision in the public interest and to carry it out. If the facts justify the decision at the time it is made, it will always be right. A public man should not worry constantly about the verdict of history or what future generations will say about him. He must live in the present, make his decisions for the right on the facts as he sees them, and history will take care of itself. I believe a public man must know the history and the background of his state and his nation to enable him to come more nearly to a proper decision in the public interest. In my opinion, a man in public life must think always of the public welfare. He must be careful not to mix his private and personal interests with his public actions. The ethics of a public man must be unimpeachable. He must learn to reject unwise or imprudent requests from friends and associates without losing their friendship or loyalty. I believe that our Bill of Rights must be implemented in fact, that it is the duty of every government, state, local, or federal, to preserve the rights of the individual. I believe that a civil rights program, as we must practice it today, involves not so much the protection of the people against the government, but the protection of the people by the government. And for this reason, we must make the federal government a friendly, vigilant defender of the rights and equalities of all Americans, and that every man should be free to live his life as he wishes. He should be limited only by his responsibility to his fellow man. I believe that we should remove the last barriers which stand between millions of our people and their birthright. There can be no justifiable reason for discrimination because of ancestry, or religion, or race, or color. I believe that to inspire the people of the world whose freedom is in jeopardy and to restore hope to those who have already lost their civil liberties, we must correct the remaining imperfections in our own democracy. We know the way. We only need the will.
That's the voice of President Harry Truman for the original series, This I Believe. As you may know, National Public Radio has been hosting a revival of the series on our airwaves since 2005. And in the coming weeks, Tell Me More will feature more essays from the This I Believe archives. Our program begins airing new essays from the series in May. And it's a chance for us to hear from you about the belief that guides your life. To submit your own This I Believe statement, go to our website, npr.org/thisibelieve.